Thank you for joining me. I am the Boston Braveheart. Today is Tuesday, November 12th. Thank you for tuning into the weekly podcast episode of Here to Inspire. Today's episode is called Sudden Anxiety Attacks. When anxiety attacks suddenly. You know, yesterday when I woke up Monday, It felt like I was so low. It felt like I just crashed to the Earth's surface. The gravity pulled me back down, and you know that the past week or so, a couple weeks have been great. You know, I've enjoyed everyday life, and things haven't gone down much or bothered me, but for some reason, I woke up yesterday on Monday, and I was just, like, started crying. Like, I felt so distant from God. I felt really sad missing my brother and dad, who I've lost to alcohol and drugs. You know, my brother had passed from an overdose in 2016. Just a little over 3 years ago now, and my dad passed in 2014 from drug and alcohol related illness. So it's been really difficult seeing the enemy attack my life. I've been having panic attacks, you know, just feeling numb, having shortness of breath sometimes, being in those situations, you know, these are all signs that I started to link to anxiety based on the research that I've done on Google. You know, I realized that this could be anxiety that I'm dealing with, and just this whole episode helps me in ways because, you know, we have to take care of our mental health. It's important to take care of our mental health. And guys, this was like a sudden attack. This is what happens sometimes. We get these sudden attacks. Like, I've been through this before. I've had these symptoms. That's why I know I can look at my symptoms. I can look at what I've experienced in the past. And I can realize, okay, this is like anxiety, maybe even some depression I'm going through. Different negative emotions, different mental health or psychiatric problems or illnesses that are trying to sneak in and bring me down. These are all like signs of that stuff, and we have to be open to seeing those signs and to being aware of that and looking down, like what could be the root of this? What is causing this? So I feel like I've just been having some panic attacks, feeling worried about the future, like, just so much, guys, so much I want to open up about right now, because this is real stuff I've been going through. And, you know, what can happen is sometimes we'll get into a comfort zone, and when we realize that we have to make a sacrifice to change, if we want to get better, if we want to make an improvement in our life, we have to make a sacrifice. And that change can be scary. Like, don't get me wrong, that change can be scary. But if we don't make that change to do better, we'll just either stay stuck or we'll actually descend. We'll fall deeper into this ignorance of our mental well-being, because that's what I was doing, you know, for up until this mental breakdown, I would call it, because suddenly, guys, I'm telling you, like, my mood shifted drastically overnight. Like, I woke up, I wasn't feeling the best on Sunday emotional-wise. I was kind of a little down. I could already see this first signs of symptoms, but I wasn't catching on to it until Monday morning when I woke up and it all just hit me. It just all weighed down on me. Like, what I was feeling, just all, just weighed, it just like, it felt like crushing me. And I say that because these things can sneak up when we don't, when we get into a comfort zone of we're ignoring our mental health, where we get comfortable in our state of mind, we get comfortable with the way things are, and we feel safe. And then when something shifts, it can stir us up so bad. And I feel like that's what happened to me. Like, I just shifted drastically emotionally wise because I wasn't paying attention to my mental health. I wasn't taking care of my true soul. I wasn't feeding my soul. I wasn't keeping right with God. I was just kind of like on the autopilot thing. I was letting my flesh take control sometimes. I was just like soaking up the euphoria for the moment of how good life was feeling at that time for a little while. And then something just, bro, like wasn't able to keep up that routine that I was comfortable with. You know, something broke in the chain, and I had to face the facts of reality, and I had to do a little background check to realize, okay, I want to get better. I need to better myself, but I'm afraid of making that change that will bring me there. So this is what can keep us stuck sometimes, feeling like we're afraid to make that change. And that's the thing that will get us back. Like, what happens when anxiety attacks so suddenly? This is the whole point of today's episode, guys. I don't want to lose the focus here and just be talking about my experiences without actually coming to the underlying topic of what happens when this stuff strikes suddenly. Like, oh man, I'm making this episode because this is exactly what I went through. I suddenly got these anxiety attacks. My anxiety suddenly reared its ugly head again, an ugly face, and it just poked its head in my life again. And where did it come from? How did it happen so suddenly? This is why I think when I start to break it down, I can start to think like something changed in my comfortability, the comfort zone I was in, whether it was in my mind, whether it was the safety, the comfort of my soul, my physical body, the contentment, just when that all changed, when I came back to realizing like, oh, this is there's something that's calling for a change in my life. There's something that's calling for a need for me to be different. And I'm not doing that. I'm not making the right choices here. I was like literally like selling my soul. You hear this term, yourself, when you're doing things that you really don't want to do, that you feel like is going against yourself, you're actually selling your soul because you're selling what you know is right inside. You're forsaking your moral standards. You're going against what you know inside is true and right. And that's what I was doing. I was going against what I knew was right, and it caused this anxiety to happen within me. And you know, I'm really drawing a blank right here right now, but this is good. This is good to just talk about what we're going through, you know. I kind of just lost where I was going with that. Basically, I think I was just, it's just to sum it up, I was going against myself. I was forsaking what I knew that I should be taking care of, and I just wasn't really paying attention to my mental health, and I failed to see the sign. There's so much I could have done differently to just get through the process of being open, talking about how I feel, grieving, and after holding this in for so long, just spills out in such a powerful way where it feels like, oh my gosh, like I feel so disconnected. I feel like so paralyzed. Like the best way to say it is paralyzed. Like I hate the way this anxiety makes you feel. Like if that's truly what this is that I'm experiencing, like I hate this thing called anxiety, like the way it makes you feel, like paralyzed in ways. And to have to deal with that, those sudden bouts of anxiety is just critical sometimes. Like, I'm fighting back with these types of podcasts, and I appreciate you guys listening in so much. It means so much. And I'm also making this for you, like, to share in each other's sufferings and how can we help lift each other up through this? And especially thanking God, just thanking God for everything He does, but also just being there for each other. Like, of course, God's always there for us. God helps us. God provides us. But sometimes we can go through messy things with everyday life. There's things that happen outside of our control that it's good to share in each other's sufferings and don't think that God has forsaken us. He hasn't forsaken our sufferings. He actually is rooting us on as we get better, as we start to realize more and more how much He loves us. And as we grow closer to God and we discover the reality, the truth, and we fight against the lies and we fight against the doubts and we fight against the insecurity, God is there rooting us on. So happy and glad that we're finally starting to see the truth. That's what it is. So God is helping us. God is waiting for us to just get it. It's if we work, if we keep fighting, if we keep working and seeking the truth, it will happen. We will get better if we truly want it. So I encourage you guys with that. Even though I'm going through this stuff, I can still encourage you all. And I just thank God for the ability to even make this podcast to begin with. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Until next time, I'm Boston Braveheart, signing out with all you wonderful people all across the world. God bless you.